Welcome to the Femme Fatale. Our next excerpt is an actual real recording. All rights are reserved. Please be advised. Parental discretion is highly advised.
Turn out to be a little whore. She see me sleeping with men in here and shit, which eventually they will. Okay? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I said, oh no, not me. I'll never do that to my daughter or my sons. Never, never, never. Mama, you want to go with Grandma, right? Grandma's got you all brainwashed so you, that for you to go with her. So I'm going to let you go with her, all right? Is that okay with you? Okay? And she was like, she was happy with it. She loved Grandma. Because Grandma used to spoil the shit out of her. Grandma would let her do what she pleased.
Yeah, that's
okay.
What grandmas do.
Yeah, ella era una fresca con abuela también. Okay, you know why I say it?
Why?
Because grandma never told me nothing about my daughter bad or anything like that. Okay, and my daughter, if I would have brought her up, she would have probably just stayed to the little hoochie mama somewhere at the studio, a wild ass, one more wild than me. Because yeah, you okay? If I would have kept her with me, she would have been, because she know about heroin. Your mother know about shooting up. She's been around them kind of people, okay? Your mother's been around almost everything that I was around when I was a young girl, okay? So I when she told me herself, I was there with that. I was like, damn, man, I don't believe that, Nini. You know that much? And I always thought you was a little pondejita, una nenita, grandito. You know, I was like, are you serious? When you used to go to the black school in the corner of over there, beep, 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 when she was with mom, you know that I let her go so she could go to the school. She was a little girl. She was already, let me see, 9? Even that for mommy when she was like about 9, 10 years old. Was it 10 or 11? No, as a matter of fact, when did Eni leave my home? 16, 17, 18? Yeah, Eni left, like she said, around the 15th, 48th, or 14th.
Imagine Keisha sitting tight, escuchando todo lo que estamos hablando. But she wouldn't. It's too cold out here. Imagine Keisha was like walking around and we were talking to
Liz. That was Keisha the man?
No, Keisha's not outside. I'm just saying, can you imagine if he did?
If he went by, yeah, and he saw it over. Yeah, but he doesn't know. Yeah, he knows it was coming down here to Junie's grandma.
Do you remember that guy that used to work here?
You know what? You need to turn that TV off.
Okay.
Seriously, go turn it off.
Okay.
You can see it in here. You can see us and everything. You can see us talking in the window, smoking a joint and everything. Have you never experienced that?
No.
Well, then just sit here and experience it now and look towards the people's houses and shit and see if you see anybody sneaking, peeping out the window. Because it's dark. It's hard to see if somebody is behind the window. The park is dark. They can't get near the shades because the shades are white, see? From here, you could see inside somebody's person vessel, and they're trying. If you got a pair of binoculars and a little crackers, you could see them like if they were right in your face, like that, as close as you want. Okay, with a pair like the binoculars, Teal's gonna eat you up tomorrow.
Huh?
He's gonna eat you up with hugs and kisses and thank you, even though he's a little afraid to touch any of you guys in the family. Oh. Because of what the rumor and shit, you know? He's like, man, no, man, my nieces and what disrespect, man, how could that be, you know? I don't want my granddaughters to feel like that. My granddaughters, my kids, my own kids, he be telling me that. And I go, well, Mario, you put it upon yourself. He goes, lying fucking devil, you lying fucking devil. Yeah, and starts crying and everything. It's sad. It's that, and I couldn't marry you, but yeah, why, Mary, why? And he goes, Mom, please don't talk about it. I don't even want to remember anything that went on between me and Evie. But she just made me feel like if she was possessed with me, like she wanted me the way she reacted towards me, Mom. You know, and I go, Mario, don't lie to me, Mario, come on, man, Mario, am I right? I don't want to be wrong, Mario, I really don't, but I want to know the truth, because this and this lady told me one time, this and this and this, and he said, for real, Mom? For real? And I said, yeah, I said, that she was going to set him up, that she was in no good, that she wanted to see you burn, poor, eating, begging. She wanted to see him hold you, So the only way she could see a movie is putting them in a jail, in a prison, that they kill them in there. You know, that's what they do to child abusers.
Yeah.
That ain't no joke, man. That's nothing to talk about. He shouldn't have never even fucking put Nettie. Nettie hit the woman that defended him. That Nettie was the old lady. Supposed to be such cool people. That lady is a fucking little demon herself.
Nereida?
Yeah, she
does she do brujeria or something?
Huh?
Does she do like brujeria or something?
She don't do brujeria, but she ain't right. She gotta get herself together with the Lord. She's a thief, she robs. She's a thief. She'll rob you in a minute.
Oh God.
She can. But if she know better, she ain't gonna climb the wrong tree. And she curses going a mile every time she talks, and she's just with all kind of bad company. I smoke weed and drink and got drunk and people, all this cursing and talking, those, chain smoking, you know, no mask on. I said, hey, I gotta
leave.
There's
a lot of stuff going on in that complex where he lives, too.
Oh, where? Who?
Mario.
Oh, hell yeah. You got a bunch of drug dealers and everything up in there.
That's a whole hood over there.
That's the number one hood over
hood
here.
Orlando.
Yeah, yeah. They ruining this part, this little community here.
Yeah,
all the drug addicts are infesting. Yeah. Infestation.
Because
her mama house ain't too far from here. They deal drugs over there too.
They deal here too. Wait. They're just quiet.
Everywhere. No, right. They just keep it out. Keep it out the low down. Keep it. If we had the window open, we could have just crossed arms out there and fuck whoever who sees it. Everybody smoke weed. We're not bothering nobody.
Right.
And the cops won't even come. Are they bothering anyone?
No.
I don't hear no. Are they fighting?
No.
The cops will say, like, ma'am, everybody smokes weed nowadays. That's what the cops are telling, ma'am, please. Do you really think the cops are going to waste their time coming here because to give a search? They're going to look in the computer and see if Miss Anitra Crespo is a drug addict. They're going to look in there to see. They're going to see Edie's whole life. All they got to do is put in the address.
I'm not concerned in the slightest that they're going to come. Why? Because cops are not even coming to act.
When?
The cops will not come.
Of course.
Why
there you
will
go.
They not come?
Do you believe that?
Yes. They don't even come. Even if you get into an accident, they don't come right now. In the coronavirus.
By the time the cop comes, you don't smoke the weed.
Grandma.
God high. And the cops still didn't come. The cops really get you
because
you're going back out to get some more. So the cops are on their way here, so they caught you going to get it.
The cops do not care. The cops.
Let me get them out.
The only way the cops is going to come is if somebody's dying.
Brittany.
They cut the cops' check. You know that, right?
They cut what?
The cops in America, they cut their checks down.
Oh, yeah,
they are not coming.
Yeah, they're not coming for a lot of things.
Unless you're dying, they're not coming.
What, in the United States?
In the United States.
Wait a minute. But where? Here in Florida?
Everywhere.
In the whole United States? Did you hear that?
I got into an accident. Not an accident, but
I ain't heard that yet. Nowhere. Brittany, for me?
Nobody's supposed to know that, though.
What, on the YouTube?
Don't start telling people that, because they're going to go crazy doing whatever they want. Yeah. Can you let me talk, please? I'm trying to tell you something. Just let me. I got into an accident, right? I hit the guy. No, the guy hit me in the back. But I stopped. I didn't keep going. Because I wanted to make sure that he's okay because he was driving. And then he was mad. He's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Are you stupid or something? And he was yelling at me. And I was just staring at him like, I don't know what to say. I was like, I don't even know why I stopped because he hit me. But anyways, he's like, I'm going to have to call the cops now. This is going to go on my license.
He hit you?
What the fuck you just did? Yeah, but it's because I cut him off trying to make a left. So it was my fault.
He was furious.
He was
like furious.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
So what you do? You just stood there? So what did you do? You just stood there?
I just stood at him. Yeah.
So when did he stop cursing at you?
He stopped because I don't say shit to him. I just stared at him.
You just looked at him like...
Like he was stupid.
No, you looked at him like you got every right.
No, but yeah, he was right though.
I feel that the reason why he looked at you and...
No, I looked at him.
Okay. But he was looking back at you when you were telling him.
No, he was yelling.
At you. So you were both looking at each other.
Yes.
Okay. So I believe in the moment that you just didn't answer him back. Okay?
Yes.
Or not in the moment.
I didn't answer.
But in seconds, he reflected from you.
Yeah. Because I didn't say nothing. So what can you say? No. Just be quiet. But then he called the cops.
You don't know how to read sign language. You says that you hit the man. You swiped him.
No, he hit
the man. Got off for you.
He hit me, but it was my fault.
Oh, he hit you?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you swiped him.
Yeah, because I cut him off.
You swiped him.
Basically, yeah.
That's what we used to call that. When you swipe.
Yeah, basically.
You know, like I'm going like this and I'm going over here and I'm doing this shit, swiping. Yeah, those are racers. People that race through that, and people that like facing nuts, that you could get your fucking ass killed. Unless you really know how to drive.
Damn, I would have made it though, but he was going kind of fast.
You know, because you still don't know really your how fast you know how fast you could go because the car got mileage, but we have an ego, and sometimes people just hit their gas just to see how fast, you know, how good they are. Something they get like. Is it like an ego trip, like an adrenaline?
I am kind of
how do you say it?
Adrenaline.
Yeah, so go
ahead. I am kind of a cocky
fucking
driver.
Writer. I want to fucking finish. We're doing too much. So the weed is making us